Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Rock. Rockt. Der neue T-Rock.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, at Ace Cosby Joke of the Day Redo, Lobster, and the House with Bowling Balls. That's coming up right after this.
I'm a crop duster. Oh. I'm a crop duster. I just let one fly.
There he is.
My.
Look at him.
I'm a crop duster. I'm a crop duster. Here comes one now. I act just like a boy, because breaking wind is a constant joy. This one reeks like old Milwaukee. But by the time they do detect, I'm in my car and thinking, what the heck? So what if it smells like bombed out Nagasaki? Oh, yeah, I'm a crop duster. I'm a crop duster. I just let one fly. Sing along, everybody. My. I'm a crop duster. I'm a crop duster. Here comes one now. I was in the hall on my way to a bathroom stall. I ripped one and walked a little faster. And everybody in that church, their noses crunched and their shoulders lurched. I felt like yelling out, I'm so sorry, Pastor. I'm a crop duster.
He's a crop duster.
I'm a crop duster.
He's a crop duster.
I just let one fly. My. I'm a crop duster. I'm a crop duster. Here comes one now.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. It's great to be here, back from vacation. Got some sleep.
Good for you.
Oh,
anybody
yeah.
else ready for vacation?
Yeah, I am.
I'm wiped out over here.
It's amazing. Every year, first break after vacation, I'm going to kill it.
Yeah. Anybody need a puppy? I got a puppy.
You got a puppy?
Oh. You don't sleep much with a puppy.
Well, your first rule, never get a puppy before you're going on vacation.
Yeah. Well, that means you don't go on vacation.
That's the very first rule. Thank you very much. Let's see. Christy Lee is sitting, of course, in the Navy Federal Credit Union news chair. Mm-hmm. There's Josh over there. This is Tom speaking. That's Willie G right there. Chick McGee is across the way at the sports desk. Ace Cosby, of course, manning the Ace Cosby Joke of the Day chair. I think we have to do a redo on your joke this morning. I think I ruined it. Am I responsible?
Oh, my God.
No. I just think...
The delivery was horrible.
Wake up and smell. Sexy man with a deep voice. Ace Cosby.
Let's see if he alters the delivery.
Joke of the day.
You guys hear that Elton John bought his pet rabbit a treadmill?
Is no, that right?
Wait a minute, wait a minute. You're saying Elton John bought his pet rabbit a treadmill?
Yeah, it's a little fit bunny.
It's closer.
It is closer. It's a little fit bunny. Oh, that's nice, Ace. Bravo.
Headphones were off. Is it over?
I missed that. That's Pat Godwin with the new slick back Elvis hair. In the Oxford Gold performance. Maybe we should change it to Oxford Gold, Elvis Gold.
I got an idea.
In the performance room.
I think Pat's hair should match his shirt every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's
deal.
What I think. Yeah, there you go. How's that?
Okay. You'll see tomorrow then.
Okay. You're going to wear a lot of black.
Yeah.
Black shirt.
No, really, seriously, what color did you pick?
Medium ash brown, the one I always pick.
How come it's jet black?
Stayed on too long when somebody called me about the show.
Well, that would have been me.
Yeah, we were doing some shop talk.
I had no idea. Well, you could have just said, excuse me, I've got to go rinse out
So you're on vacation.
No, he was home. This was yesterday.
No, I didn't talk to Pat
until yesterday.
Eight straight days. I called him yesterday about something.
Eight straight days, huh? You keep a calendar?
No, I didn't talk to anybody.
You had the sheriff go do a wellness check, though, right? I mean, that's just
standard
common sense.
God, just responsible.
I should have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good point. And by 7 days, that body would have stunk.
It would have been horrible.
That body?
Jimmy's sitting there playing a Game Boy.
Doesn't notice.
Dad's gone.
Dad is 6 days dead.
Dad, is something burning?
Dad, we still doing Red Lobster tonight?
I'm on a new level. Leave me alone.
Boy, you
Dad!
Did you go to Red Lobster?
No.
Oh.
Went to a lot of places.
Oh, here's something interesting. We were, Willie and I were in the Bahamas, and we went through, what was the name of that town?
Spanish Wells.
Spanish Wells, where the fishing boats that get most of the lobster from Red Lobster are parked.
Oh, no kidding.
It
you could have hijacked
super
that.
Cool.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Oh, it's these
whatever
boats
the
great.
Real story is, I can't wait to find out. But whatever you think it is.
Yeah. Yeah, there was this guy, and he had this big boat. Josh, I had a great joke that the guy did not laugh at. He said, the boat used to be called the Splish Splash, but then I sold it, and we're looking at the back of the boat. I go, huh, that's a shame. They changed the name to No Smoking. Because there's a big no smoking sign on there.
Oh,
I see. Yeah.
And he goes, no, that's just a no smoking sign because there's gas.
Come on, man.
I thought I was on fire.
Oh, the guy was being informational instead of laughing.
I thought it happened again. I met a woman whose dog's name was OJ, and I go, oh, named after your favorite football player? And she goes, oh no, the dog's name was just already OJ. I go, you should get him a little Broncos collar. She goes, why would I do that? I don't like the football.
Oh boy,
just a week of no jokes landing. I'm so glad you guys are here.
Deaf ears in Bahamas.
Some people,
but yeah, the Red Lobster. Yeah, they
tough island.
They have to go. They have to go 200 miles away to get the lobsters. Sea.
Well, they have the boat. What else are they going
to
do? 200
go back
miles.
To Maine,
that,
didn't
that's
they?
A long haul, and you're in the middle of nowhere in the ocean. You should appreciate those delicious lobsters.
Well, that's why lobsters are market price.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Yes, sirree.
I believe lobsters used to be for the steerage, didn't they? I
mean, they were considered poor people food.
Yeah, poor people
back in the day.
I mean, they are bugs.
Rodents of the sea.
They're
and
carp
of the Pat sea. Godwin's the only one here who eats a lot. Well, your son eats a lot of lobster.
Yeah, I do too. I like it, yeah. When I can.
When you go to Red Lobster, typically, that's his...
Yeah,
what is
two
his
orders of mussels with double French fries, the king crab, and he shares my lobster. That means he eats all of it. Okay. I witnessed this one day.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, I'll tell you what, that kid ate all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Loves it. Favorite meal.
Yeah. Lobster. Well, let's move forward.
Did you have Bahamian lobster?
Did not. The place that we used to, there's a place we would go to called the Sip Sip that had.
Bahamas not really big on marketing. So what they have at the Sip Sip again?
Well, that's a place that has the poop deck too. So
they had the most delicious, what were those called? Lobster?
Lobster quesadillas.
Lobster quesadillas.
That was closed.
But that place is closed. They're unbelievable.
Oh, I guarantee you could have found Bahamian lobster.
Sip Sip didn't make it, huh?
Is the poop deck closed? The poop deck was incredible.
The poop deck's in Nassau. We weren't in Nassau.
No one goes to Nassau anymore.
We had our own private island.
We have a poop deck one and a poop deck two. Isn't that redundant?
Yeah, the poop deck number two.
Yeah.
Will they find a home? sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Back from vacation, everyone had a good time. Ace, did you do anything interesting while you were on vacation?
I planned on doing a lot of cleaning and moving things, and I moved a lot of things, and now it's more cluttered. So.
Did you move anything out? Thank you, Pat.
And by, by anything, we mean her.
Oh, my God.
Once again, I am not identifying the body. Call Christy.
And she did not. She does not live there.
Okay. Well, this sounds like a marriage made in heaven. So, anyway.
So wait a second. How is Christy involved?
Are you trying to make some room for your fiancé by moving some of your 3,000 VHS tapes?
Women need their closet space, I guess.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Well, women be shopping.
Is that what we're doing today? Hey, you said trying not to have all the girls turn off the show. Hang on a second. That's right. It's time for Michigan, everyone.
The Michigan Ride.
What's happening in the old mitten,
every
huh?
Name and chain and... Stop, drop, pump the Michigan. Jump, pump, pump the Michigan.
Ride. Oh, yeah. He's a Michigan hump. Man. Now, keep in mind, this section of the Bob and Tom Show is called sports.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So really give me a lot of room. Okay. A Michigan man made an unusual discovery under his house. About 160 bowling balls.
Well, that is unusual.
Huh. Sounds like sports to me. Sounds like a factory.
So it's sports. David Olson said he found one ball buried in the sand.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
He lives next to an alley? Thank you very much.
He saw this story, and I could use the bowling ball sound effect.
I went bowling on vacation.
He said, wait a minute, hold it. I want to know everything.
I went bowling on vacation.
I did.
Who'd you go with?
My kid surprised me with the special...
Her neighbor, Mrs. Pekarsky.
For my birthday, it was quite nice.
Oh, was it your birthday?
Yeah, Friday. Thanks for remembering.
Thanks for remembering.
Hey, happy,
no one got me a cake.
Okay. Thanks. Oh, no, I had a cake. I had two cakes.
At the alley? Weekend.
Yes, I did have a cake at the alley.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the old...
birthday cake at the alley.
Sounds like a Raymond Carver story.
did you get the old 710...
Chandler slept 24 hours that day.
710 split? Oh,
did you get the 710 split on your birthday?
No, I did not. No. No.
You split anything?
Banana split? Huh?
No, okay, but I did have banana cake. It was...
Nice. So, I'm sorry.
Did you have sex with a man? Oh, is that what you guys were talking about?
Touch a man?
Sorry, I didn't get the euphemism.
Did he have sex on you? You know, eating cake in the alley? That's what I call that. Okay.
Kick in the alley?
Kick in the alley. Yeah.
Cake in the alley.
It's an expression.
Eating cake in
cake
the alley.
In the alley.
Some call it yodeling in the valley.
Yeah.
All right.
I call it cake in the alley.
We are on fuego.
Could we move over?
The 33-year-old contacted the maker of the balls.
I'm the maker of the balls.
Why would he contact the maker of the balls?
Hey, I'm Fred Brunswick.
I found some balls.
Brunswick? I don't know of any other bowling ball maker in the world other than Brunswick. They're the workhorse of the industry.
Brunswick or Bus Pal.
They had a plant in the area and said they were made in the 50s.
How strange.
He said former employees contacted him and told him the workers used to take scrap bowling balls to use as an alternative to gravel or sand.
See,
how about that?
I mean, think about it. You've got these bowling balls that, for whatever reason, didn't make the cut. They got to do something with them. So
another square one.
If you need backfill, why not?
I think a square one would be easy to spot. But if you had like a slightly oblong bowling ball,
square one
would be a
mess. Egg shape.
I'm a 300 bowler. I got this ball. I can't break 100.
There's a house down here. They have decorative bowling balls. Have you seen this?
Dean has a buddy that has them in his.
Maybe it's his house. I don't know. It's
Brunswick shut down the plant in Muskegon in 2000. Six, Olson said many of the balls aren't in good shape.
Well, they've been buried 50 years.
They don't have finger holes and aren't polished. He's donated some and plans to give some to the Muskegon Heritage Museum, which they replied,
cares?
Thanks.
What, do we look like a dump?
Kill you. Does it say stupid bowling ball drop in my yard? Is that what it says here?
Stupid dumble.
This according to WZZM-TV, with where television is a vision of what television can be.
Yeah. On ZZM, would it be Zoom?
Zoom.
And that is...
Wait a second.
Our Michigan story
a little
today.
Discussion.
A fascinating story.
A little
story.
Discussion about bowling balls?
I mean, this is kind of cool.
160. No. If you somehow, like, let's say your house had a crawl space and you went under there, what the hell is this?
If you were doing some gardening and suddenly you hit a bowling ball and you kept hitting more and more and more.
Yeah. But I wouldn't keep digging up the yard until I found 160. Well, why did he stop? There's probably more.
Who knows?
Wouldn't you initially think cannonball if you were digging and you found an old?
Sure.
No. Oh, my gosh. Some kind of old
cannonball. Then you saw the word Brunswick. You know, wow.
they stepped up for the war effort.
But you do raise a good point. Wouldn't you find the first one and immediately call the police?
Why don't they use old old bowling balls for cannonballs? Could they?
Are
they?
Well, they're not going to explode.
It's no good.
Well, what if they could drill a hole in them and put?
Cannonballs explode?
I don't think all
cannonballs
do.
Don't all explode.
Everything I know some about do, but cannons I learned from cartoons. So can't they drill a hole in it and stick a dynamite, piece of dynamite?
I guess
in there? Shoot it across. Okay.
I just think it's fascinating that they use it as backfill.
Yeah.
I wonder if there are pins down there.
Yeah.
I want to be good with this. Some pins.
One, I'd like to add, along with the listeners, I can hear them. We haven't talked about this enough. You're right.
They're actually, I knew, I lived in a house.
Really?
That had that.
Had what?
As part of the foundation, it was that and also a bunch of safety pins. I mean, we were on pins and needles.
Okay.
Living there the whole time.
Okay,
and
so the foundation was on bowling pins.
That's right.
God.
Okay.
Okay, now we've got a new game. How long can we talk about bowling balls buried underneath the house?
But I mean, think this house is built on bowling balls.
We're still, yeah.
We built this city on rock and roll.
That's right. But I know a guy who works for a bowling ball company, but they're trying to get paid more, so right now they're on strike.
Oh
gosh. Well, that got about
me.
What it deserved.
Spare me.
Spare us.
What is it? Bowling balls and sex? Yeah. The balls are lighter and my change shoes. What is it?
I don't know, but
you got it, whatever it is.
The greatest thing about bowling now is they've taken out the math. You don't have to do it. It just does it for you. Remember when you had to sit there and,
I used to love it. You had the pens and you could draw stuff.
But then you were like, if you have a strike, then the next you take the two. It was confusing.
And the Flintstones, isn't the pin setter an octopus? Love that.
It's honest work.
I think it's cool.
That sounded just like the octopus.
Hey, did you see the picture of this guy's house?
No, I didn't.
He's got a Weber grill.
Weber makes these.
Oh, Pete Weber, amazing bowler. Okay,
that's a Pete Weber joke, man.
Wasn't it Dick Weber? I forget.
Dick Weber? I'm sorry. Who's Pete? Who the hell's Pete? Yes, we're still talking about bowling balls.
Isn't Dick Weber the famous bowler?
That joke was a turkey. And it continues. It don't stop.
Keep it going.
How about you?
Well, we have a lot of spare time, so we can keep going.
He already did that show.
Can't repeat things.
So, in any event, there you go. So, the bowling balls in the basement.
What a weird house. Yeah. He didn't ask you to take off your shoes. He asked you to rent some.
Okay, dude.
I'll be here all night.
I think I got 20 new minutes. Des Moines, I'm coming for you.
Oh, is that this weekend?
Next weekend.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Des Moines Funny Bone, Josh Arnold.
You
got
to be careful when you don't get underneath the eaves. Those gutter balls.
Those can really.
They're going to fall down on your head.
You think icicles are rough?
I was just waiting for the gutter balls joke. I knew.
What are you guys I just thought of it. So,
someone was going to do it.
Yeah, Dick Weber.
Okay. We believed you.
He's looking up Dick Weber.
Oh, great bowler.
What year?
His wife's name was Juanita.
Hey, Christy.
She'd be Juanita Dick. Sorry.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back in, into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.